Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reagan must be on a job site somewhere because he sent a picture. He put his tape measure out, and he has Puss at 7 5/8, me at 7 7/8, and he writes our names beside it. So barely a quarter inch difference in hat size, but I get yelled at, right? I don't know what my hat size is. I know it's big, man.
Well, Puss is also a bigger dude.
Yeah, he's a taller guy, right? Exactly.
Yeah, I think,
right.
Like, proportionally, yeah. His head doesn't stand out
up,
as much.
Nick. Shut up,
it's true.
Shut up.
It's true. It is more proportionate.
Shut up.
I think hair makes a difference, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I got a little extra hair. And the last time I tried on a hat that I knew the size of, it was one of them floppy hats, and it was a 7 7/8.
Yeah. See, like I say, a 7 5/8 is too tight. Like, it gives me a headache to wear a 7. But then a 7 3/4, like... you get that little gap on around the temples, you know,
and then you get the overhang front that goes about the awning hat that I wore.
Yeah,
that time.
Well, that was a special buy.
So you need a 7 11/16. I broke
if
down
you could
the,
do that,
least common denominator.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a common hat size.
No,
you're gonna have to get one custom made if you want it to fit right.
I still want to know how your wife looked at you in that hat and went, "Yeah, that's normal."
I asked you that, right?
Because
does Bill this hat look long? It was a Penn State hat I got on some big hat website. And I went to, we had a big meeting that day about syndication. That's how long ago this was. And I come back to work in the afternoon. We're all sitting around this table, and I go to Puss. I said, "Hey, Puss, does this hat look long?" And he goes, "Yes."
No, you didn't even have to ask. You walked around the corner. I put one eye on you for a half a second and went, "What the hell is up with that hat?
I don't know whatever happened.
Why is that Bill 8 feet long?"
I think I hung it back over our patio. We just sat under it for a while.
I saw the bill of the hat a minute and a half before you came around the corner.
It reminded me of the hat. There was some guy who did deep sea fishing early mornings ESPN.
Yeah, they're
just a
but
long
they're, but they're
bill
made, but
hat.
They're made that way.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
made to be like that.
Yeah. They're made for shade.
Yeah.
Yours looked like it should have had floppy ears and eyeballs on the top of it.
It was crazy. I don't know what we did with that hat.
I don't know how Becky looked at you and went, "No, that's normal."
Yeah.
You got like
her,
the goofy without the face
knew,
stuff on it.
She just wanted to see what the reaction
know.
Was.
Maybe chicks don't look at hats like guys look at hats. Who knows?
That's not right.
Yeah, she let me go out of the house with that on, too.
Yeah.
To a meeting.
That might have been one of those things we left. She's just like, huh.
Yeah, totally was.
Got him.
Everybody's going to laugh at him.
There's a homeless person living in that thing now.
That's why I often ask my daughter if clothes look dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Because my wife, there has been times when things look dumb, and she's just like, that's fine.
Oh, she wants you to go out in it. Oh,
I think
okay.
so.
Yeah.
She wants you to embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
Your daughter doesn't.
No, because she's embarrassed if
she's
look like
embarrassed
that.
By you, right, right.
That's a reflection on them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It is National
don't do that to them.
Peanut Butter Lovers Month. Lots of peanut butter talk in the Greg Warren.
Yes, there is.
The salesman special.
Yes, there is. I got Jif. I'm using Jif in my smoothies here. You guys
good.
Said it's the best. I mean, they're all
it is.
To me. They all taste the same.
Yeah,
it's not Jif. It's crap.
For smoothies, you could just throw in the store brand.
Yeah, but you know, if you're going to buy two peanut butters, one for sandwiches and one for smoothies.
My wife shops, so it might have been a special on GF. I don't really care what kind she brings home, but you guys are pretty anal about it, and so is Greg Warren to this day.
Oh yeah,
although, he used to sell for it, but in that bit, yeah.
Well, Greg's right.
He's a total GIF guy. Yeah.
I liked it. I mean, I liked the flavor of it.
I don't know if I'd noticed the difference.
I don't think these guys would either.
Ow.
Blind taste test, man.
Let's do it.
I've been eating a little more than usual lately, but you know, I can go a long time without peanut butter.
That's one of my go-to snacks, just a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, or I put just peanut butter on club crackers.
I guess we eat peanut butter sandwiches on the ski hill, but I don't know what brand my buddy uses. I don't think he's brand loyal.
Well, you need to get better friends.
Somewhat surprised by that because Jif is substantially better than the rest.
Yeah.
All right, well, you got Warren coming in to back that up. I'm not going to argue with it just because I really don't care.
I got no dog in this fight.
It's peanut butter.
I think
man.
They have a pretty monstrous market share as well. I mean,
they are the
deservedly
biggest one.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're the chances are your buddy is buying Jif because most people do.
Yeah. All right. These guys are pretty anal about it. I know that.
Yeah,
you know?
There's Jif buyers and then there's dumbasses.
Once again, they're a little anal. Speaking of food, so DoorDash drivers, if you don't tip the DoorDash guy, or is this just DoorDash? It's also Uber Eats?
No, it's just DoorDash so far that's doing
it. If you have a history of not tipping, they know and they just aren't going to deliver, right?
Well, I guess when the DoorDash drivers accept a job, they can see if a tip has already been attached to the order. And they're telling DoorDash is now starting to tell people, if you don't like pre-tip, the drivers may not want to go pick up your order, and it might take longer to get your food.
But here's the difference between that and Uber driver. You could, if you're sitting in the back of an Uber, they can't see until after the ride is done. And I think that's appropriate because you don't want to be in the car already and the guy looking down to see what you tipped him.
Yeah,
right.
Know? So I mean, I tip everybody, so I'm not worried about it. But, you know what I mean? So you can't be – so why is it that way? Can't you get the stuff dropped off in a timely, fashionable manner and everything's fine, then tip the guy and still be good?
You can choose to do that. They say you can choose –
that's what I think I've done. I don't think I tip ahead of time.
You can choose to tip them in cash or tip them after they deliver, but – they say the drivers pick and choose which orders they want to do.
I put on the card. I never see the guy. They just leave at the front door. I don't go out.
But, now, they can probably look up if you, let's say you had a delivery before and you tipped before.
That's what I thought. Access to that information?
I don't think so.
Uber obviously does. Otherwise, how do you get ratings in the Uber?
Well, it's an aggregate. The driver just rates you and your Uber on the one ride you just took.
Oh, and you're just not being a dick in the car.
I thought that was based on if you get tipped or not.
No, it shouldn't be because you're paying for it.
Yeah.
No, I'm guessing it's more about just how you act in an Uber.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But I guess DoorDash drivers have a choice of what orders they want to pick up. And, you know, if they see, this one's already pre-tipped an extra $10, I'm going to go get that one instead.
The pre-tipping is what makes it odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does make it odd. Because why are you going to tip ahead of time before it actually shows up?
Yeah, it's normally a tip is based off of, you know,
the
how
service
things went.
You receive.
Yeah.
Right.
It says they get between $2 and $10 for each delivery. Yeah. Depending on the distance traveled, and then they get 100% of whatever tips.
That flies
that
in the face of the concept of the tip. You do it afterwards. You don't pre-tip.
No. Yeah. Yeah, and that's, again...
By the way, pre-tip get you pregnant, too, by the way.
Yep.
Be careful with that. Pre-tip can get a girl.
Careful with that.
Apparently, most of the social media reaction has sided with us, and it's been negative. But there are some people out there, you know, it's... I guess they're, you know, just working the system and say, okay, well, I'll pre-tip
But you don't know it's still going to come early. They still might pick other people. You don't know, you know.
I mean, I'm going to tip no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I'm torn on where I come down on this because I'm with you, Todd. Of course I'm going to tip the drivers. They deserve a tip. But I don't want to feel like that's going to determine whether or not I get my food hot.
Hey,
quick.
We talked yesterday. If you get a cup of piss, you pre-tipped. Mm. You didn't order the cup of piss.
No.
How you get that tip back?
No.
You know?
Well, and if you do pre-tip.
Somebody got a cup of piss, go listen to the podcast. Yeah.
And if you pre-tip, what if the food doesn't arrive or it's the wrong food or it takes forever?
Right.
Yeah, do you have that option?
A lot of times it's a restaurant's fault, but it doesn't really matter, you know? Mm. You know?
Jif, 31% of the market.
Do you think anybody ever ordered a cup of piss and got a milkshake instead and was mad about it? You know, that's what I was thinking.
What restaurant has that on the menu? Tell me that.
That doesn't include Jif Natural. That's 4.9%. And Jif To Go, what is it, little come in little cups?
Yeah.
You should come in cups, by the way.
1.6%.
Right, so what's Jif's market share?
31.
Followed
by the cups, that's nearly a third.
Private label. Whatever that is, that's probably store brand, 18%. Skippy's 10%. Peter Pan, 9%.
Yeah, see, right. Skippy, 10%. They're seen as like, oh, is it Jif or Skippy? But Jif is selling a lot more than Skippy.
Yeah, store brand gets more than Skippy.
By 21 points. But store brand is a collection.
You shouldn't be mad that other brands exist.
But it's just such a pretender, and people act like it's up there in the same echelon.
We got to save this for...
He's not wrong.
That's pretty much a lot of the salesman, the special with Greg Warren, is about this.
Well, I have to ask him, because he said that, he did it in Lexington, Kentucky. Right. And apparently that's where they make Jif, or did at one time.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. He does it right there because they make it. There's a big Jif area right there. Yeah.
Yeah, because what did I learn from? Oh, I think Smucker's now owns Jif.
Well, I hope they don't make any large scale changes.
I haven't
just
seen
don't
a drop
mess with the recipe.
Nick is actually worried too. I like this because it's not even a joke with Nick. When you
Nick
mess
can
with
calm
food,
down because they purchased Smucker's purchased Jif from Procter & Gamble in 2001.
Okay,
it's fine. All right. It's fine.
Yeah, and the manufacturing facility is in Lexington, Kentucky.
They're good caretakers of the legacy.
Apparently. Okay, Tyler. In today's first segment, you were reading Deadpool names. You said you went to say furloughed vibrators. That was the guy's Deadpool name. You accidentally said furlong vibrators. The distance of a furlong is 220 yards or 660 feet. How many batteries would that take, and will it fit? No.
A lot and no.
Yeah, even an elephant is saying no to that bear, right? Okay.
Isn't furlong a Foo Fighters song?
I love our math guys. I love the math guys checking it, you know. Just measuring dildos, yeah.
I forgot that furlong was even a length of measurement.
Here did I, yeah. What's 1,000 pounds? Nothing. That's get cracks
no one
me
knows.
Up.
All right, let's get to doing the math here now.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, I should have brought it up.
Yeah.
More math.
What are we talking about?
Peanut butter shares.
220 yards, 660 feet.
He said a furlong is 220 yards or 660 feet.
The length of a standard D-size battery is 2.42 inches.
Oh, you are putting batteries in here.
Yeah, we're putting
batteries
in this one. This isn't granted, this is probably be a charger with a USB.
You'd need 3,272 D batteries.
All right, good math, puss.
Quick math.
And by the way, what if one of them goes bad? You know, like Christmas lights.
Good luck.
Son of a bitch.
Got to replace them all.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick, you probably were with me. You probably at some point had a boom box of some that took probably eight D batteries, or maybe even ten.
Yeah. I remember those. Yeah,
and
you take it outside and you're playing basketball, so you get the boys to men.
Exactly. Cooley High
well,
Harmony,
if you're
baby.
A man, you wouldn't be listening to that.
That's what, 11?
Yeah.
Still not a cool band to listen to when you're 11. I don't care when they were.
But the D battery business has to be way down.
Oh, yeah.
Boys to men.
Everything's rechargeable these days. Yeah.
But I mean, if those batteries died, you were out, you know, $20 to replace the batteries.
Yeah, the other day when the power went out, I grabbed we have a couple of mag lights that
those
big old D batteries.
The old mag lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's so unnecessary anymore because they make small headlamps that put out a lot more light.
Oh yeah, yeah. The LED lights are way brighter.
Although you could beat the hell out of somebody with a mag light. You can use that for
protection.
Those
are heavy.
It was dual purpose.
Oh, yeah. They're billy clubs.
It was dual purpose. Yeah.
All right. Thrift shop dildo. Somebody did take a screenshot and listen to the podcast in their car and sent that to us. I love that. So I love when names those segments a lot. Pretty much what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I don't get creative with it.
No, you don't.
Well, I hope we met her expectations. Because sometimes they see something and they think we're going to be really funny about it. And then it ends up being a
good
disappointment.
Good point. Oh, this segment's called Thrift Shop Dildos. It's got to be great.
It's got to be great.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.